Okay.
Normally the Maran Parshas Truma, Dibra Master Vasisa at the Krashim of the Mishkan, they made the boards for the Mishkan. The Krashim are the boards that stood up that surrounded the Mishkan. Yesh lo ma'adin eksiv va'asuli migdash v'shachanta b'shacham. We know that Hashem tells us, He commands us, make me a migdash and I will dwell amongst you. V'nirah d'izim v'b'raish d'v'shmal. There's a b'raish d'v'shmal that we say every day v'shmal. Omer v'shosh v'shosh midos atorne jashas, right? V'shosh v'shosh midos atorne jashas. In the 13 midos, the Torah is learned from. V'rotzeh lomar, it's on the top of the page. V'rotzeh lomar. On a deeper level, Rabbi Shmuel, although on a pshat level, Rabbi Shmuel is giving 13 different ways that the Torah is learnt out. That the Torah is learnt out from the different ways that we can learn out the Torah. On a deeper level, it's saying that the ikur of the Torah is nidrash when a person holds on to the 13 midos of Hashem. When a person holds on to midos, then he can acquire Torah. Mahu rachum, maf rachum. All the things that Hashem is, if we're mafsik in those midos of Hashem, then we can have Torah. Torah nidreshim. The Torah is held by us. Migdash, migdash is gematria midah. Migdash is gematria midah. Midu lashon kli. What's midah? Is a lashon of a kli. It's a lomah. When a person holds himself with midos tovos and he holds himself back from midos rovos, obviously this is one of the big themes of the Noam Elimelech.
He loves to talk about that.
He talks about that, that's the main thing we have to do. We have to acquire good midos and we have to get rid of bad midos rovos and everything will come.
Yeah, how is midos to march with midos?
Question.
It's like 400 things.
You're right. Migdash, the Gamachi of Nida. I don't know how to get that. Then a person who has a Midos, when a person has Midos, a person is a Merkava, is a wagon to the Shina. Vizera Perish Kibiyacha. Okay, this gets a little esoteric. We'll go through it quick. This is what it means, kibiyachal. You know, God calls, because sometimes we call God kibiyachal. Like, we don't even understand this. Kibiyachal, as if. When the Rotzeh Lomar Chav Bet, we can call Kuf Bet. Chav Bet is equal to Kuf Bet. The Kuf Shekuf, the Kuf Chav Osios, Gimel Yud Chav Kuf. Those four Osios are Mitchalfos. There's certain Osios that you're allowed to change. So they have the kav and midah. Kav is a certain midah. It says in Tanis, Chanina b'ni daimon b'kav charuvin. Chanina, my son, would be able to eat, to live on a kav of charuvin. Kav is a certain amount. So them are chav bet, tahayim alide midos. Through the midos, kiviyachal, chav bet, which is kuf bet, which is kav, which is a midah. Through the midos, then what do we get? What's the rest of the word? Yachal. Then we're able. If we have midos, we're able. If we don't have midos, we're not able. Ritzono lomar, ali de midos tovos sha'adam masik atzer ben mishavas atzer midos rovos. The more we work on our midos tovos, and the more we get rid of midos rovos, yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shkom b'zolam, then the more midos rovos that we display, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reside in us prat and b'chla. Because again, in some way that we don't understand, midos is b'gamash in midah. Again, we don't know what that means. Da'ayma yedeshu merkava l'shchina. He becomes a merkava l'shchina. And Am Yisrael with their midos tovos become merkava l'shchina. V'zeh v'asu l'migdash. And that's what Hashem says, make me a migdash. What does He ask? We're telling Him, shetitakim v'asu l'migdash. Not just a migdash of a physical migdash. V'asu l'migdash. Make midos in this world. Midos tovos. In order that I can dwell among, because I can only dwell among the midos tovos. Rosh HaMidas Rose, and the worst of the Midas Rose that we have to be misgarish, that we have to get rid of out of ourselves, who Midas Sheker, the Mid of Sheker, of lying, deceitful. Chol Midas Rose and Keneg Midas Emes. Because all the Midas Rose are against Midas Emes. Every Midas Ra is against Emes. She yasek is asked me this emes, be Shabbos asked me this sheker, at tachlitz has been mele matzik is asked me this tovos. And if we want to reach midos tovos, the main midah we have to hold on to, the father or mother of all midos, is emes. The more emes we have, the more midos tovos we have. The less emes we have, the more sheker, the bad midos we have. The Shabbos has to be the Zoros. Why do you think Emes is like the mother of all Midos?
Not eating anything
else.
Huh? Is it the essence? Not eating anything else. It's foundational.
It piles up, sort of. You know, it leads. Sheker is a gateway to different Avirah as well. And like once you say out a lie, it sort of always stays with you. It's not like someone.
Okay. Well, what does Emes mean? How do you define emes, the meaning of emes?
True Torah.
How do you choose? What does that mean?
But emet is
the truth, the real truth, the Torah. Okay, if you're in body, truth is also absence of lying, but it's also the real truth. Like, everything Kashi probably gives us.
I think when it's about the meaning of emes, again, we can say a lot of things, but I think it's about knowing yourself. Knowing yourself. And if you don't know yourself, you can't make control your means. You only control your means.
Sure, yourself.
Emes. Right? If you know yourself, if you're honest with yourself, you know where you're holding. You know what you're good at. You know your chesronos. You know your milos. Right? That's emes. I think that's what he's talking about. Again, he can be talking about a lot of things. And, you know, the rule is that we never understand what the non means anyway.
Is this the
parashah
Yisrael?
This is parashah.
I'm going to read
the Zeh Vasita Krushim the Mishkan. And that's what it means. Make Krushim to the Mishkan. What does it mean, Krushim? Ratzelo Masha Osios Keresh, who Osios Sheker. Keresh, which is a board, is the Osios Sheker. Meaning, if we switch Keresh around, we get Sheker. Keresh represents, Vahidush Tishaber Atzim and Midas Sheker at Tachlisa, Lchazak Atzim and Midas Yipoch. Keresh represents a beam, a supporting beam, a wall. That's emes. You know yourself. You're confident about yourself. But you're not too confident because you know who yourself is. You know your chesronos also. That's a keresh. It's a beam. It's emes. The opposite of that is sheker. Kimo keresh hu hefech osio sheker. Ad shetasa atmecha keresh b'mishkan. Da'ayin shetiyem merkabu l'shchina. How do you become a merkabu l'shchina? Through being a keresh. Vasita krushim the mishkan. In order to have a mishkan which represents midos tovos, which represents Hashem residing in this world, we need krushim. We need truth, not sheker. Eser amos, it says 10 amos high the keresh should be. 10 amos represents the 10 spheres of Hashem. Afish dogal that shein lo sof yachal likrosom b'shem orach. Avaroch u'davar sheyesh lo sof etzor. Roch avos represents heaviness in this world when it's wide. Atzei shittim omdim, like we say in the Bar Yochai song. Atzei shittim omdim, things that stand up represent infinity, looking to Hashem, where wide is looking away from Hashem. The keresh stands wide, the sheker stands, the keresh has to be high. Eser amos, orach. V'zer ha-perishkan, and that's what it means. Eser amos, orach ha-keresh, ta'ayinu b'davar she'en lo sof, u'davar u'chani she'en lo sof, nikar orach. That the keresh is represented in orach, something that goes to infinity. And it goes through all the 10 worlds. What exactly 10 worlds? It's a good question. Usually we talk about 4 worlds. Where's it getting 10 worlds from? Different story. However, what's the roch of what's the width of the keresh? Only amo v'chetzi. Rochav HaKeresh, B'davar Gashmi, Rochav represents Gashmis in this world. Because it's not reaching up high.
What's
Rochav? Rochav is width.
Okay.
Width represents something in this world. Davar Gashmi. That, you know when she gives you Davar Gashmi? Amo v'chetzi. 1.5 amos. We give a little bit to what we need. Shudavar Sheyesh L'Sof V'Nikum Hashem Rochav. Rochav represents something that's very finite. The guy with davar ruchani, but when it davar ruchani, shetasa abamus chatzorim shetochel v'toter or shar gash v'tira shalotid malit b'shleimus. You're always going to be amav v'chetzi. You should always be in a state that I didn't, like the Rambam says. I don't do this, but the Rambam says that when you finish a meal, you should walk away from the meal saying, "I can eat more. I can eat more." as opposed to, I'm so sick of that full night, I can't put another thing in. That's amu v'chetzi. Never fill your full taivus. Never fill your full gashmus. Shtei yodos l'kerosh echad nes. Two yodos. What are the yodos? On the bottom of the crusher, there's those things that stick out that fit into the adonim. So every kerosh has two yodos. Two of those beams sticking out which fit into the adonim. Disa Gemara, Ashmi Shabbat Lekam, the Talmud to be other. Praiseworthy is the person who came here and the Talmud is in his hands. What does it mean? He came to Shemayim and the Talmud is in his hands. What is that? He's holding the Gemara. He came to Shemayim, got the Talmud in my hands. The nearly Disa Gemara, God will tell me to make believe they might say. What does it mean, the Talmud to be other? What?
We just learned this in the Gemara today. Oh.
Very good.
It's very learned in action.
Right. Godo Talmud. Great is the Talmud. Not that it's greater to do than learn. But great is the learning that leads to maisa, that leads to action. When a person learns and it leads into action, that's the best kind of learning. And maisa is done through the hand. That's what we understand. Asher Misha Balakam. Praise be to you, the person who comes to Shemayim, v'talmud b'yado. What does it mean, v'talmud b'yado? That his Talmud is defined in his actions, in his hand. Tayesha Talmud v'yilu de maisa. That is, the Talmud brought him to maisa. Midos, again, the midos tovos. V'alpizei is the first, and now he finishes it up. Shtei yados l'keresh echad. What does it mean, two yados to every keresh? Tehine nivradim shtei yados. Each man. He's saying like a mushel of a carriage is a man. We have two yodos. We have yamin u'smol. K'day laharos ba'adam ha'bechira. Why do we have the left hand, the weaker hand, to give bechira to a person? Are you going to choose the right, the straight? Are you going to choose the weak? Im lehemin u'lehasmel. And in all of our life, every decision we make, are we going to do the right, are we going to do the left, are we going to do strength, are we going to do weakness? V'gam lahagber yamin u'lehasmol. That we have to what does it mean? Shtei yados l'keresh echad. If you want to be a full emistic of avodas Hashem, you have to have two yados. You have to serve Hashem b'chol levavcha. What does Rashi say b'chol levavcha? B'shnei yitzrachim. Both the yamin and the small have to serve Hashem, and that's emes. That's emes. When both yodos are connected to the keresh, which represents the opposite of shek, which represents this truth, the thing that shoots off. Classic, no, taking a piece like just like totally Jewish, like a kind of a Jewish thing. But the main thing we can take away again is the main theme of the Ramah. Every piece basically talks about this, that to bring Hashem's goodness into the world. Both on an individual level and on a national level, on a universal level, we have to bring Midas Tovos and Midas Garish to Midas Rose. Yes?
If you have some time, I have something really great that nobody knows about the Kli. So basically, Hashem is constantly about the waterfall, like a heavy waterfall, where the water is like his Torah, everything must sink into the earth. And then the Sadiq, he has a Kli. And the person who's not signing the Amharis of the world, he has a little Kli, he's trying to get some of the water, but his cup is so small, and the water is going in and splashing out. He can't drink from it, he can't enjoy the water, it's falling over. So the Tzadik has a big Kli, he's catching all the water. He's taking that water and he's giving it to other people, and he's saying, hey, this is how you make a big Kli. And how do you make that Kli? Through Torah. Every time you study Torah, your Kli to catch all the water gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you catch all the water. And basically, the golden tzaddik can take other people and teach them how to use that and how to build their kli. If you look at the tzaddik, and you look at how it's written like in Hebrew in the Torah, so it's like a like glass, like that, you know? What I'm saying? So it's like a nun and a yud. Okay? So if you cut it on the middle, it's a yud and a nun. So a yud is a small kli and a nun is a big kli. And it's like the tzaddik, he takes the small, takes it to the big. And even if you look at the face of a nun, face away from the yud. So basically, even the people that are facing away from tzaddik, they don't want it biblically, the tzaddik is still grabbing them and shoving them to the yud to biblically.
Okay, so.